Your SteveJonesShow.com audio is loading. SteveJonesShow.com audio is sponsored by Rick Weibel at REW Insurance and Financial Services, LLC. Call them at 800-609-9484 or visit them online at REWfinancial.com.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And today's show being brought to you by Rick Weibel and REW Insurance and Financial Services, LLC. Give Rick a call at 800-609-9484. Or you can go online to REWfinancial.com. And to Rick and Lee, we want to say Happy New Year. And Rick should be happy as New Orleans Saints re-sign Sean Payton, which might be the single most significant signing of any NFL team in the offseason. Adam Kaplan is going to join us at 3:35. It's going to be a segment, Kevin, that you are going to eat up.
Okay, why am I going to eat this segment up?
It's a TMZ segment. We're going to throw names, jobs out, things like that. All the little chess pieces coming together just the way you love it.
Oh.
You love to see if you throw the mud to the wall, if it sticks.
Oh, this is going to be great.
You're going to love it because I have prepared myself in this interview with Adam to throw at him as many as 20 names. How about that?
Are you ready to ask the tough-hitting questions like, is Chip Kelly in Arizona for an interview? I mean, are you really ready to ask these questions?
Today's show, of course, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Key, Routes 11 and 15 in Humbles Wharf. The Sunbury Motors Studio is mobile today from Madison, Wisconsin, where tonight Dick Girardi and I will have the Big Ten opener between Penn State and Wisconsin. 8:30 will be the tip-off. 8 o'clock is the airtime this evening for that one. And, of course, the Hilscher's General Store hotline open at 1-800-795-9565. Go to Hilscher's General Store, located 7 miles south of Sealands Grove. Time to get the boots. Time to get the outerwear and time to shop at Hilscher's General Store. What was your question again?
I said, are you prepared to ask who's lining up to interview Chip Kelly?
Time now for Above the Noise. Here is Dan Patrick.
Oh, come on. You can't answer the tough questions, can you? Oh.
Hi, I'm Rick Weibel from REW Financial. I strive to take an eagle-eye approach to your financial future to help give you the freedom to make powerful decisions. I work with you to help you find the discipline you need to get the results you want. I don't believe in just setting it up and letting things go. I'll always be looking to see how we can make things better. REW Financial is an independent company committed to the highest standards of integrity, ethics, and value throughout your financial journey. See us in Lewisburg and Brook Park Farm. Call 800-609-9484 or visit us online at rewfinancial.com.
While your favorite team is driving down the field, you're driving all around looking for a new car, which is driving you crazy. Well, Sunbury Motors makes buying a new car easy with a huge inventory and lots of choices. Our North 4th Street Auto Plaza is stocked full of Ford, Lincoln, and Hyundais. We sell over a couple hundred cars a month. Why? Service and price. With our lowest price promise, if you can find a better price and another dealer on the used car you want, we'll beat it. That's a promise. Shop the largest Ford dealership online 24/7 at sunburymotors.com. Let's stop in and test drive Ford, Lincoln, Hyundai at the North 4th Street Auto Plaza in Sunbury and our Kia dealership at Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And be ready to tackle the largest inventory and our lowest price promise, selling more cars and satisfying more customers since 1915. Sunbury Motors. SunburyMotors.com. The winning team.
Season's greetings from WKOK and the On the Mark program. Tomorrow morning at 8:30 a.m. we'll have open phones with Ben Reichle. Then 9 o'clock, State Representative Fred Keller. It's 8:30 to 10 a.m. On the Mark on WKOK.
Reichle on Friday, huh? We have a Kevin Herr segment coming up that will have him glued I guarantee you that you will not leave the room.
You're going to tell me where everybody's going, guaranteed, or my money back?
Pretty much, yes. I'm not going to. I'm going to have Adam Kaplan on. Adam, of course, has done some work for NFL Network. He's based in Philadelphia. He's covered the NFL for 12 years. His specialty dealing with contracts, coach movement, and so forth. He has segments every Monday and every Friday on Sirius XM. And we will have Adam on from Philadelphia to join us at 3:35 to talk about the coaching carousel and also the GM carousel just a bit as well. We have a lot to talk about with him in what is going to be, I think, a rapid-fire segment. And I think it's going to be Steve asks question, Adam answer. Steve asks question, Adam answer. I think that's how it's going to go. And Kevin will be sitting there taking notes because even though there are lives and jobs at stake, to Kevin, it's all about the chess pieces. It's all about the TMZ.
I know. You like to put a. You like to personalize everything.
You know, I like to make it,
takes
it a
all the fun
sure,
out.
Yeah, I know. I like to talk about, you know, remember, like, for example, when, like, Andy Reid goes, how, like, all the assistants go, too. I mean, they all have families. So, I mean, you feel bad about stuff like that. Now, for the franchise, I mean, 14 years. I dare anybody who is an Eagles lover to tell me exactly which 14-year span in the history of the franchise was better. But that's water under the bridge. He's gone, and now he's interviewing with other people.
Did you hear the latest from Dallas that they're Jerry's saying there's going to be some, you know, major changes going on, but yet, you know, supposedly the head coach is safe. He's a big backer of Tony Romo, who, by the way, we didn't mention, did have a case of Romoitis, as I predicted.
Yes, you did predict that, but I also said before the game that Dallas was 2-12 in week 17 and 1-6 under him going into it, and now they're 1-8 and 2-13. In week 17 in the last 15 years of Dallas Cowboys football. Week 17 has not been kind to Dallas. And Tony Romo, who had played a marvelous month of December, threw the two interceptions early, which helped set the tone. Then he settled into the game okay. And then when they really needed him, he threw a ball inexplicably into the flat and lobbed it out there. Are you kidding me? I mean, to me, that's like walking to a door, knocking on the door, and handing the invitation. That way you know it got there. He handed the interception.
I believe there exactly. is a term now, a medical term called Romoitis.
Really?
Yes. That's when you have a good chance to do something right, but you completely mess it up.
Oh, the possibilities at the moment are
I have a case of Romoitis every now and then.
Wide and ranging at the moment. The lawsuit filed yesterday by the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. It's interesting how it's been met with a mixed bag. There are some people, Associated Press, talking about, yeah, there's great merit to all this, and they go through it. Lester Munson of ESPN says, no, not merit. Christine Brennan, of course, in her usual, how can a writer constantly circle a fogged-in airport? Oh, well, that's Christine Brennan of USA Today. Constantly circles the fogged-in airport of issues. But Bob Buehner, I thought, gave everybody the single best read on the merits and the process of the lawsuit yesterday. And I, you know, it was fascinating, I think, to listen to just to get his take on how it works, why it works, how long it might take, what are the possibilities, what about compromise? There are a lot of things, that you can, look into and surmise about this and find out what the governor wants to do. It's also interesting, it's coming from the governor's office and from his general counsel, and is not coming from the attorney general's office. And, of course, there'll be a new attorney general within 2 weeks. Kathleen Kane, who won the election in November, will get the job and start the job. And this antitrust suit does not come from her office. And they've also hired a law firm to take care of at a law firm that has a great record in antitrust cases. So that's I found that was intriguing. Now we get to the coaching carousel, which is the next intriguing thing. And yes, the coaching carousel does involve Bill O'Brien. A lot of people are wondering what he is going to do or not do when it comes to NFL jobs. And there's certainly a team that he is going to talk to. So we'll see. We'll see. You know, I don't know what he wants to do I haven't talked to him in 3 weeks. I haven't talked to him in 3 weeks. I'll say this. His contract at Penn State, my understanding is that the 8 years he has remaining on it, my understanding is it's guaranteed money. That's a hard thing to beat sometimes when you're making that kind of money. And, there's some changes that can be made to a contract along the way to tweak it, make it a little better, whatever. Sure. But we'll see how, and I think we'll have a better read on everything before the weekend is out. I think by the time the weekend is out, I think things will settle in. All right, one way or the other. So we will see about that. And I'm sure that Kevin, I am not going to ask Adam Kaplan any questions about Tim Tebow.
On where he's going to go? Well, that's all right. I think we know where he's going to go.
Yeah, I think everybody has a feeling as to where he's going to go. We'll find out. Also, we'll find out whether Rexy is really safe or not.
I would be surprised if he's safe. I can't believe he's still there. Of all the coaching changes that went on, I actually had four of the seven that were let go. I mean, but I thought Rex Ryan would also be in there, and he wasn't. I was very surprised on that, and I wonder how long not only the New York organization, but the Jets fan base are going to accept his boasting without being able to back anything up.
Well, last I heard, he's in the Bahamas. So evidently, whatever he's doing, he's resting and relaxing. How about that?
He's comfy.
I don't know if he's contemplating anything else. And who knows how secure his brother is in Dallas.
Now, the way it sounds from Jerry Jones, nobody's overly secure in Dallas, except maybe Tony Romo.
And Jerry Jones.
Well, that goes without saying,
it's his party. It's his baby. So, That's intriguing. Penn State basketball tonight. We'll get to that. And then, of course, we have a big NFL segment coming up in the next half hour with Adam Kaplan. And, again, Adam's 12 years he's covered this. Contracts, coaching movement, things like that. He has a lot of sources he taps into, and he's going to allow those sources to come to life here for us in the next half hour of the show. I mean, Kevin, you're just going to see. You're going to sit there. You're going to love this. You're going to love it, okay?
I'm looking forward to this part. I love this.
This is your baby. This is what you live for. This is like your TMZ fantasy world, where all of a sudden you're just like moving chess pieces around as if they're objects and not human beings. You know, that's what you love.
You know, you keep putting a person, you keep putting a personality on this, and you really shouldn't. It's a job. You know, they're getting paid to do a job that any one of us would love to do.
Well,
I realize there's
families. 32 of them. Yes, there's only 32 of them. Seven of them are available right now, and we'll see. Penn State basketball tonight, Nittany Lions and Wisconsin. Penn State's an 18-point dog in tonight's game. That's the second highest on the board. You're saying, how does Steve know that? Only because Dick told me. I didn't know that. He's driving in from Milwaukee, and he calls me up, and he says, I just checked. He says, the lads are 18-point dogs, second highest on the board. I'm like, only he would know that right off the top, but he does. And I'll get Patrick Chambers in the pregame show as soon as I'm done with the show today, and then we'll go over 8:30 is the tip tonight. 8 o'clock is the airtime this evening for the Nittany Lions of Wisconsin. Wisconsin's 9-4, and they're in the same boat Penn State is to a point because, like Tim Frazier, Penn State's point guard. Wisconsin in the preseason lost their point guard, Josh Gosser. Gosser tore his ACL in the preseason. He didn't even play a game this year. So they've had to adjust without him. And, in fact, Jim Jackson's son, Travian Jackson, has been the guy that's been the point guard. He's done pretty well. And but they have Jared Berggren and Mike Brusewitz and Evans, and they have Ben Brust, and a couple of those freshmen have come off the bench and have become good, productive players for Bo Ryan. They're only 175-16 at the Kohl Center. They're 8-1 at the Kohl Center this year. They're pretty good here. Penn State, this is the only arena in the Big Ten that Penn State has not won in. They've won twice at the Fieldhouse. They beat Wisconsin twice at the Fieldhouse back in the 90s, but have never won a game in the Kohl Center. They've been close. The last few times, in fact, they've been very close in here to winning, but have not been able to get over the hump. One time, it was the day after the Rose Bowl, 2 days after the Rose Bowl. I flew in here, did the game, and Penn State should have won the game. And that's one of the few times where I've looked out and watched the team that went through a good chunk of the game for 35 minutes because of where they were, not believing they could win, and all of a sudden the last 5 minutes realized, oh, wait a minute, we can win this thing. We are just as good, and they came up just short. But this time, we'll see how it plays out for Penn State when they play tonight. And that will be an 8:30 tip-off at an 8 o'clock airtime. Adam Kaplan will join us to talk about coaches, the National Football League, and, yes, we will talk about Bill O'Brien. Today's show brought to you by Rick Weibel at REW Insurance and Financial Services, LLC. Give Rick a call at 800-609-9484 or go online to rewfinancial.com. News is next, then Adam Kaplan on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Welcome back to the show. Great to have you with us today. Show brought to you by Rick Weibel at REW Insurance and Financial Services, LLC. Give Rick a call at 800-609-9484. Or you can go online at rewfinancial.com. Hilsa's General Store online open. We're about to call out on that at 800-795-9565. Powered by Hilsa's General Store. Located 7 miles south of Sealands Grove. And the Sunbury Motor Studio is mobile today in Madison, Wisconsin, which right now resembles Alaska. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We're bringing Adam Kaplan now to talk about the National Football League and also about jobs. Adam, welcome. Great to have you on board. And a lot of people around here obviously want to know about Bill O'Brien and what his status is interviewing.
Well, I think when you look at the Bill O'Brien situation, here's a guy who's been an assistant coach in the National Football League. I think his dream, if you talk to people close to him, would be a head coach in the National Football League. But, you know, he actually had an opportunity with Jacksonville. I reported about 7 or 8 months ago the Jacksonville Jaguar job was his if he wanted it, but he never took the interview. He was so jazzed about Penn State and how he could help them come back, and I think that's what really interested him. But I know that there are 3 to 4 teams that are interested in him, including the Philadelphia Eagles, who I believe will wind up interviewing him probably by the weekend. And I think that's sort of in the works right now as we speak.
All right, so there's the status on that. Now, after that, it's going to be whatever call it happens to be on the respective sides. And then we'll go from there. Now, Andy Reid, the reason there is a vacated spot is because after 14 years, he's out. We understand he went to Kansas City, that Arizona's still a possibility. What's your finger in the pulse for that?
Yeah, with Andy Reid, the interview was actually done in Philadelphia, and he's scheduled, actually, the way, to be honest with you, he's supposed to interview with the Chargers by Saturday, but that may not happen because latest reports are that he will become the next Kansas City Chiefs head coach. The Cardinals were supposed to interview him today, but that has not happened. So right now, Andy is the leading candidate for the Chiefs job, and many people close to him believe. In fact, one coach I spoke to last night said, as far as he knew, that Andy was leaning towards Kansas City, but nothing had been done yet. So right now, it looks like Kansas City, and some of his former assistants may join him.
Why Kansas City? What makes that attractive? When, for example, we look at Arizona, defensively, they're very good. He, of course, knows Kevin Cobb. San Diego at least has a second-tier quarterback in Phillip Rivers. Why Kansas City?
Yeah, it's a good question because they have a dreadful quarterback situation. Offensive line is average. They do have Jamaal Charles, who's an outstanding running back. They do have Jonathan Baldwin, who is a former first-round pick. Dwayne Bowe, their other starting receivers unsigned. Doesn't look good for him to return. But they have a competitive defense. I thought the coaching was abysmal, to be honest with you, with the Chiefs. They had five Pro Bowlers, not that that's really a barometer of the talent level, but they did have five guys who were recognized for their play this season. Overall, this team should have been 7-9, 8-8, but the problem is the quarterback position was so dreadful that this team severely underachieved. Now, if Reed does get the job there, he's got a running back in Jamaal Charles. So what he'll do is also he'll solve the quarterback position. They'll wind up drafting the quarterback. There's no question about that early. And then, you know, they could just build the offensive line. And Reed's a big proponent of building the lines, the offensive and defensive lines.
Well, they'll have the first overall pick in the draft, so now they have to make a decision as to what they want to do with it. It's not a quarterback-rich draft, though.
It's not. No, it's not. In fact, Geno Smith, who's the consensus number one pick, or first-round pick, is best quarterback, probably a mid-first round, so I think the Chiefs would have to trade back. Now, the other problem is, again, no, it's too early. We don't know the value of the top 10 picks yet. We'll know that after the Senior Bowl that's coming up, then the Combine, then all the private workouts and so forth.
Okay, which takes us to the next step in all this. I think if they're – now, this is only my opinion. You can tell me if I'm wrong about this. To me, that the two big jobs that you can have quicker success are San Diego and Chicago because of the quarterback situations. Am I right or wrong about that?
I would say San Diego. I like their defense. They just need more. They were competitive defensively. They've had trouble running the football. They had some injuries at wide receiver. Antonio Gates is still there. Offensive line is not very good. I think he could win there. The problem with the Bears is not the quarterback, Jay Cutler. The offensive line is terrible. One of the two worst. The Cardinals have the worst offensive line in the National Football League. So that's a problem, certainly, but they have a competitive defense, although they are getting older at linebacker.
By Urlacher, of course, getting hurt at the end almost accentuated the fact that they have some age on that side because, I mean, and that turned out to be late in the season, an age kind of injury. Now let's get to, obviously, when it comes to the Bears, what are you hearing about what Chicago might want to look at?
Well, it's been reported, and I like this move because this guy I've been high on for a while, Tom Clements, the offensive coordinator for the Packers, is expected to interview with the Bears next week. And it goes to show you that they have an offensive-minded head coaching candidate in mind. And he's done a great job with quarterbacks. Tom Clements, the former Notre Dame quarterback, was a quarterback in the CFL, and it's an outstanding mind. And he's done an unbelievable job with Aaron Rodgers, who credits him largely for his success in the National Football League, along with Mike McCarthy. So, to me, I think whoever gets the job there, they really have to try to develop that offensive line. And Jay Cutler's on the final year of his deal. I think the Bears clearly have some decisions to make.
Yeah, no doubt. But then bringing in a quarterback coach like Clements, certainly that has to be something intriguing, at least for Jay Cutler.
No, of course. And then, obviously, their GM, Phil Emery, got to address that offensive line, which, you know, Cutler's had two injuries the last two seasons. It's knocked him off the field. That can't continue.
Rex Ryan stays with the Jets. So what about the status of North Turner? Is he a possibility to be the offensive coordinator for the Jets replacing
Turner? Well, I'm not so sure he wants to move east. And I think Baldwin might be a viable opportunity for him because they've been running his scheme, to be honest with you, the last couple of years. Now, right. Here's what I know about the Jets, okay? They've got a list of about seven or eight GM candidates. Five have been announced. I know a couple other ones. And they're looking, they have a search firm, and they're looking at a lot of names and a lot of guys who have had success. Tom Gamble, the director of player personnel for the 49ers, I had heard 2 days ago was going to interview it, and subsequent reports have come out. I'm not so sure that Rex Ryan stays. I know the owner said that, and he's actually having a press conference with him next week. But if their GM candidates that don't want Rex Ryan, one of two things are going to happen. Ryan won't return, or those GM candidates won't interview for the job.
What about the name Bill Polian?
Polian has been...
Does that fit anywhere in here with so many GMs out?
Well, Polian has been consulting for a couple teams, the Jets and the Jaguars, I'm told. I think at the right opportunity, he would actually come back to be a team president or a GM. He just has not gotten the right one. You know, a lot of these jobs, they're there are half a dozen jobs open for executives, but right now, you know, maybe half of them are great, are good, or better than average. So that right now, I don't know if polling is going to come back.
I think a lot of people expected, since the second question we talked about was Andy Reid, that if he were to be fired by Philadelphia, which was expected, and he was, that it would not take long for him to be a top candidate somewhere. Lovie Smith ended up getting fired. A lot of people, I think, felt right away that he might be a top candidate somewhere. What about the possibility of the Bills?
Yeah, that one, that rumor's been out there, and then I guess his agent leaked it to somebody that he would be interested. If you check my list, I'm on Twitter, at Kaplan NFL, C-A-P-L-E-N NFL. I've linked to my list. I have him as the fourth best candidate. I think he's an excellent head coach. I think he was a victim of making a bad choice with Mike Tyson as offensive coordinator. Tyson is an excellent offensive line coach, really not good at calling plays. And quite frankly, I think that sometimes you're a victim of who you choose as coach, and I think Smith did that. But this guy's won a lot of games. You know, he's been to the Super Bowl. He's been to the championship games a couple times. I think he's one of the best candidates out there now.
Is there more of a trend in the NFL these days to try and hire an offensive-minded head coach?
Yeah, there's no question. Now, I will tell you next week that I really expect Mike Zimmer, the defensive coordinator for the Bengals, especially if they lose, to get some interviews next week. I really do. He's outstanding. He's got, I think, some good assistants, like Paul Gunther is his linebacker coach, who was actually at 25 years old, a head coach at Ursinus College. So I think Zimmer and Jay Gruden also. I think Jay Gruden, their offense coordinator, will get some interviews if he wants to interview. Last year he was not wanting to do that.
It doesn't hurt when you show up to work and Peyton Manning is suddenly your quarterback. Obviously, this has worked for Mike McCoy. What makes him an attractive candidate for several teams?
I think if you look at the fact that he had to have two separate game plans, one for Kyle Orton, one for Tim Tebow, and the other fact is they actually made the playoffs with Tim Tebow being their quarterback. They won at home against the Steelers. To me, that's pretty strong. The only thing is, you never know this. You never know when these coordinators become head coaches, can they become CEOs instead of play callers? I mean, when you're a head coach, it's less X's and O's and more managing people. That's something you never know until they get there.
Greg Roman is a name that surfaced a couple times last year from the 49ers. Is there any particular reason why we're not hearing that name?
Yeah, surprising. I checked through last night. He has not been requested to interview with any teams. Now, I know his good friend is David Caldwell, who's the director of player personnel for the Falcons. My understanding is Caldwell, if he gets a GM job, he would have Roman close to the top of his list of people to talk to about being his head coach. But, yeah, it surprised me a little bit. And Vic Fangio, the D coordinator for the 49ers, has also not been requested to interview anywhere.
Dirk Cutter has experience as a head coach on the college level. He's done well as a coordinator with the Falcons. Is his name mentioned anywhere along the way?
Well, the Eagles were set to interview him, and then he decided instead to sign a two-year extension with the Falcons. So that probably was because he didn't think he would become a head coach. So that's kind of what happened there. And then Mike Nolan, I know the Eagles like him. He interviewed yesterday for the Eagles head coaching job. Nolan did not do a great job with San Francisco, but I just don't think the personnel setup was a good one when he was there with the Niners.
Oh, you and I both know in the end it's all about personnel. So,
yes,
you
no
have personnel
about
that can make you look pretty good right away. Any reason we haven't heard Josh McDaniels' name mentioned?
Well, he took his name out. He let it be known that he did not want to interview this year. He wants to go through the process here and see what happens with the Patriots. He will be a head coach again. Some people told me that had Jim Harbaugh not gotten the job last year, Josh McDaniels would have been very high on the 49ers list. But he's a guy that's really well-respected. He just was given the GM tag with the Broncos, and that was a major mistake, obviously.
What about Todd Haley? Now, here's a guy who's the offensive coordinator, been a head coach with Kansas City, had been the coordinator when the Cardinals went to the Super Bowl. What about what about his name?
Well, report out there that a couple reports that he's interested and probably will interview for the Cardinals head coaching job. Now, it looks like Andy Reid won't be going there. Now, Todd Haley's a combustible guy. He didn't really handle himself with Scott Pioli very well. You would hope that he would learn from some of his mistakes. But, hey, listen, they did win the division in Kansas City with Todd Haley as their coach.
Yeah, they did. All right. Let's stay in Arizona because that's where Chip Kelly is right now, getting ready for the bowl game.
Right.
We know what the situation is, that the NCAA is poking around a little bit. Pete Carroll, when the NCAA poked around a little bit, decided to go to Seattle.
Yep.
What are the options for Chip Kelly, and what is realistic?
Well, the two teams that have been on him, I reported Monday that the Browns made him their number one choice. They were not going to stop. They're there. They interviewed Ray Horton and a couple other people this week. But Joe Barron, the CEO, one source told me that he is gaga over this guy, Chip Kelly. So they are making their pitch this week. In fact, I think tomorrow. And, you know, Banner's goal is to have him not interview with anyone else. But we'll see. I mean, it's going to be very fascinating to see what happens with Chip Kelly, who, remember, he was going to take the Bucs job last year, but he changed his mind. So here's a guy clearly is very interested in coaching the National Football League.
Right, and without a doubt. How interested are you to see what he can do systematically in the NFL based on what you've seen in Oregon?
Yeah, you know, that's, you know, I know talking to people that know him, he feels that he could dial it down a bit if he has to, depending on the type of athlete that he is at quarterback. And the thing that he's shown, Kelly, is that he doesn't need to have this great athlete at quarterback. He just needs someone who could run his system efficiently. But it is a speed system, and the Patriots are running a derivative of it with Tom Brady, and it's worked out really well for them. They don't run it all the time, but they do run it to a certain extent. But what he wants is also he wants to run the pistol, the read option, and typically these are not great athletes. These are guys who could move fairly well. I mean, we're not talking Michael Vick speed, but you need someone who can move. And, you know, Michael Vick, this is the type of offense I think Vick could do well in because, quite frankly, Vick has trouble with seven-step drops and kind of figuring out what to do with the football. So it's going to be fascinating. If he leaves, I think he's got to at least run his system early on.
A guy that has been a head coach on the college level at Temple, as Penn State fans are very familiar with that, and then did a great job with the Steelers as a coordinator, and then had to step into the breach when Chuck Pagano became so ill and really guided Indianapolis to the playoffs is Bruce Arians. What are his potential options after what he accomplished this year?
Well, as we're speaking, a report just came out from NFL Network that he has been requested to interview for the Bears job. And that to me, that makes sense. Phil Emery is an old school GM. Doesn't surprise me at all. Makes a ton of sense to me. So I think Bruce Arians is intriguing. He's done he really has done an unbelievable job with the Colts until Chuck Pagano returned. You know, at Temple, I just didn't. You know, Temple's such a tough program. Good luck Rule, their new head coach. It's tough. It's tough to win at school. So
he actually did it, but you know what, Adam? He actually did a pretty good job at Temple in the mid '80s as the head coach there. We had Paul Palmer and guys.
Yeah, I was actually there when he was there for 1 year. So we'll see. I think he just did a phenomenal job under unbelievable circumstances.
Yeah.
Is he a guy that could run a whole deal for 4 to 5 years? I don't know. That's another question entirely.
Ken Wisenhunt certainly has done a job as a coordinator and, of course, guided a team to a Super Bowl as a head coach. What kind of interest is he going to receive along the way from any teams?
I think Buffalo is out there. There are a couple teams out there. I don't think he's a great head coach. I think he's kind of in the second tier, third tier.
Right.
They won when they had Kurt Warner. You know, he had a lot of say in personnel. My understanding is he kind of told the personnel staff who to sign for the offensive line. And their offensive line, as you know, absolutely embarrassingly bad. So I'm not so sure. I'm not a big Wisenhunt proponent, to be honest with you.
Sean Payton signed the big deal with the Saints, which obviously took the potential of the Cowboys out of it. What did that deal end up meaning overall, not just to the Saints, but also to other coaches in the league?
Yeah, in fact, I think he would have been the Eagles' number one choice had he become available. But, and you could see why the league is still trying to find the next great head coach because Andy Reid now is the top guy for probably two or three jobs. It's because there's just a dearth of guys who have experience of what's a success. You just don't find that. You have a lot of young coordinators or guys who have been around a while but never got a head coaching job chance. So I think that's why Sean Payton being sewn up there has kind of changed the landscape a little bit.
College coaches, everything goes in cycles. This is one of those cycles where college coaches are being looked at. We've already mentioned a couple. Anybody else along the way that is a college coach would interview?
Doug Marrone is a guy that I expect to interview for the Eagles job. Doug Marrone, this guy was an excellent offensive line coach with the Saints. And you know, he's really well respected. He's done a nice job of turning around the Syracuse program. I think, you know, he's kind of a sleeper candidate. Most likely he stays at Syracuse. But once you've been in the NFL, I think you get that taste. And I think that down the road he'll probably be head coach of the National Football League.
Yeah, he certainly has that feel. And Penn State, by the way, opens with Syracuse at MetLife Stadium on August 31st. So we'll find out who ends up being there. Adam, thanks so much. Appreciate the time you gave us today. You certainly gave us a lot. Short period of time. It was almost like rapid fire between the
two. It was, yes, exactly right. Thank you.
Adam Kaplan with us. We'll come back with more on News Radio 1070 WKOK after this. Today's show brought to you by Rick Weibel at REW Insurance and Financial Services, LLC. Give Rick a call at 800-609-9484. You can go to rewfinancial.com. The good news for Rick and all that, the big New Orleans Saints fan that he is that Sean Payton is locked up at $8.5 million a year. Now, we understand there was a slight problem at the very beginning of the interview with Adam Kaplan about Bill O'Brien. So I will replay that section of it for you right now.
Well, I think when you look at the Bill O'Brien situation, here's a guy who's been an assistant coach in the National Football League. I think his dream, if you talk to people close to him, would be a head coach in the National Football League. But, you know, he actually had an opportunity with Jacksonville. I reported about 7 or 8 months ago the Jacksonville Jaguar job was his if he wanted it. But he never took the interview. He was so jazzed about Penn State and how he could help them come back, and I think that's what really interested him. But I know that there are 3 to 4 teams that are interested in him, including the Philadelphia Eagles, who I believe will wind up interviewing him probably by the weekend. And I think that's sort of in the works right now as we speak.
Okay, so there's the recap for you. I actually knew about the Jacksonville thing actually last January because Bill told me that himself. So. Which I always find to be a better source. So, that is the recap. That is the part that when Kevin got all excited about the segment, he hit the wrong button.
I did not. No, the wind. I think the wind blew the wrong way in Madison.
I'm sure. But that was the segment you wanted to hear. That's the segment we have for you. Fortunately, we have everything on tape, so we're all set. All right, so that is now. How intriguing did you find it? Was that like for you, your on-air nirvana listening to?
Listen, that
all
was
the chess pieces moving across the board.
That was the best moment in this program's short history, right there.
Really? It's like everything else we do, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, that's just your opinion.
Okay.
Because that was good stuff. That was good stuff.
You were riveted. You were sitting there and you were moving little pieces around the board.
Normally, I fall asleep during your interviews, but this time I didn't. Just kidding.
Sarah Bartlett doesn't. All right, our number, 800-695-9575. Jump in. Give us a call on the Hillshire General Store Hotline. Today's show brought to you by Rick Weibel at REW Insurance and Financial Services, LLC.
Your station for news, weather, business, and Fox Sports Radio is News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury.